Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, my people. Good morning to my radio audience this morning. I would like to thank the God of Israel again today for another Sabbath. I'd like to say Shabbat Shalom to the Heavenly Host. Thank the Heavenly Host today for another Sabbath day. The Holy Spirit, God of Israel, and His Son, Yeshua, and His holy angels. I thank the God of Israel for giving me this day, this day, this time, and this hour. I'm here again, people. I am here again today. I'm getting my days mixed up with my night. I'm here again this morning to talk to you, to speak to you prophetically what the God of Israel wants you to know and do and understand. That's why I'm here. I'm here to bring you some understanding, some wisdom, some knowledge in the prophetic. This is Prophetic Power of Truth, Divine Platform. Let me repeat the title of this platform, or the name of this platform. Prophetic Power of Truth, Divine Platform. The title of this broadcast today is, excuse me, people. The Last Days, Are You Ready? Prophetic Truth News. It's all about the prophetic right now, people. It's all about truth, divine truth, that comes from the God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. Divine truth. That's where we at right now in prophecy. Divine truth. The God of Israel wants to reveal divine truth, divine wisdom, and divine knowledge and understanding to this world. Because this world is in trouble. It's in a lot of serious trouble right now. And guess what? You put yourselves where you are right now. You put your own selves in the predicament and the situations that you are in today. So it's all about the prophetic. We're in the last days. Last days, people. Ain't no more 40 years, 50 years, 80 years, 100 years. No more of that. And if you do get that, it won't be a world as you see it today. It will not be a world as you see it today, people. The last days. I know you Christians don't heard a lot about the last days. And get ready for the rapture and the tribulation and all of that. Well, let's talk about that today. I'm here to talk about that today. My name is Elisha, but I'm the host of this radio broadcast today. I'm the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. Elisha is my name. Guest call-in number, 661-244-9831. We have a lot going on in the news today. I made an audio last night. Hopefully you go back to listening because I said quite a few things there that will really help you right now to understand where we are right now in prophecy and in the prophetic in the world that we live in. So I don't have a lot of scriptures today. I have a few. I just really wanted to talk to you more. You know, give you more clarity and give you more understanding and speak to you prophetically if the God of Israel allow me to do so. Prophesize to you if the God of Israel allow me to do so. But the way we're going to start this broadcast this morning is that last night when I made the audio yesterday, I did not give you the vision, the prophetic vision that I had Thursday night. So I would like to start this broadcast off today with giving you that vision that the God of Israel showed me Thursday night. When I say the God of Israel, I'm talking about the God of the 12 tribes of Israel, Jacob's sons and daughters in the earth. That's who he is. He's the God of Israel, the one and only true God in this universe. There's no other God. There's no other God besides him, like him, before him. There's no one but the God of Israel. He give life and he take life away. He do good and he can do evil too whenever he get ready. So he's not the all-loving God that you learned about growing up in your Christian churches and your Muslim churches and all your churches. He's not that God. That God don't exist. That God that they taught us about growing up in Sunday school and church school and all, he don't exist. That's a fairy tale God. Fairy tale. So Thursday night, when I was sleeping in my bed, I went into a vision from the God of Israel, or high is his name. I went into a vision. Okay, and the vision that I went into, it was a very, 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 very disturbing vision. Very disturbing. It was an end time prophetic vision that the God of Israel showed me that's going to happen in this earth. As I was sleeping Thursday night, people, I saw army men. I saw a lot of army men and army women with army clothing on, army attire. Lots of them. So many of them, and they was everywhere. Everywhere you look, everywhere you turn, everywhere you walk, everywhere you went, they was everywhere. You could not get away from them people. You couldn't get away from them because they was everywhere, in buildings and everywhere. Everywhere you turned around a corner, you saw them. And what these army men was doing, and women, they was taking a lot of people. They was taking a lot of people, really just snatching people up. That's how I can explain it. They was just snatching lots of people up off the streets, out of buildings, wherever they can snatch them from. They were snatching people. Lots of people got snatched up by the army, men and women. Okay? This is what the God of Israel showed me Thursday night, people. Very disturbing. It was a vision. I just seen everything. So clear. I was there just watching everything. I was there in the vision just looking at everything, watching everything, running and everything else like everybody else was running. Okay? I'm just sharing with you what I saw. They were snatching everybody. Okay, people? So I'm here to just tell you right now, people. I'm here to tell you, yes, the New World Order is real. It is real. Okay? I know we got a lot of people in the world right now that's uneducated, that don't teach themselves nothing, don't open up your mind to understand anything. You don't even know what the New World Order is. You don't know what it's about, and you don't care what it's about. But from what I have been seeing and shown, you need to care, people. You need to care, people. You need to care, and you need to understand what time it is and what's about to happen. What's about to happen. So they were snatching up people and throwing them in the army trucks. That's what they was doing, throwing them in the army trucks and taking them, wherever they was taking them, wherever they was taking. So this is where we are, people. So know your little beautiful world, pretty world, nice world is not going to ever, ever, ever be the same. And you need to accept that. And you need to understand that. And you need to prepare for what's about to hit this earth. So that's a vision that I wanted to share with you, that we are very, very close to that moment where they will knock on your door, they will knock on your building or snatch you out your car, your truck, whatever. We at that moment, we very close, people. We very close. I was told 3 months we have to prepare. So I wanted to share that with you first. I wanted to share that with you first. And the only way you're going to get out of this, the only way you're going to be protected through the New World Order. The New World Order. I told y'all, a lot of y'all already been marked and don't even know you've been marked. The marking has already took place. And still more markings are going to take place. So everything is set up. Everything is getting ready. Everything is prepared. But the only thing, you people not prepared and you people not ready. And that's why you won't survive this. You will not survive it. Number one, you don't have no, your leaders, all they talking to you about is love God and love Jesus and it's going to be good and it's going to be all right and, you know, just you blessed and highly favored and all that old motivation sermon that they talking about that ain't got nothing to do with what's going on in this earth right now. They don't totally move the Bible off the pulpit. There's no more Bible. They got an Apple phone or Apple tablet sitting up on some kind of stand where they looking at that and they talking to you from there. This is where we are, people. This is where we are. Okay? All your leaders are false. I've been telling you that for 3 years, longer than that. But let me go into what I came here to do this morning. So get ready for the army. Get ready for the army. They coming. They are coming. Believe what I say. That's not only the, I had many dreams about army. This is just the latest one that I had. They coming, people. Get ready. So with that, we're going to open up a few verses out of the Bible that I have for you this morning. And I'm going to read a few news articles. I'm going to read a few news articles today. So let's go to Ezekiel 14:12. Ezekiel 14:12. You have to be righteous to survive out of this. And 90% of you people in the world don't know how to be righteous. You don't know how to be righteous. You don't know what righteousness is. You think righteousness is getting saved. Nobody is saved. Who's saved with all this wickedness and all this evil going on in the world with you people? There ain't no such thing as that. That's another doctrine that they made up for the Christian church to bring forth a new world religion. You must be righteous for the God of Israel, a higher, to protect you and send his angels. send his angels to protect you and to lead you and guide you and show you. I'm not talking about no dietary law, not eating no pork, shrimp, and lobster. I'm not talking about keeping no holy days. You Hebrew Israelites, that's what the Hebrew Israelites calls righteousness. Keeping the holy days, following the dietary law, learning about what the government is doing to them, how the government is, you know, getting them the food and Planned Parenthood and, you know, how they got the slave ships. And that's their way of saying that they are with God. But that's not righteousness. That's not righteousness. Righteousness is of the law. And you must follow the whole entire law to be righteous. To be righteous, people. Do what the God of Israel told us to do or told you to do. Do what he said. Do what he say, how he say, what he say. If you want to be righteous, you must follow the blueprint of the covenant and the law. What is the law? The law is just principles of life. That's what it is. It's nothing, you know, scary or, you know, when you talk to most people about the law, you know, oh, I can't do that. It's too many. Oh, that's a lot. No, it's not. It's just principle of life. You keep the laws of this land, the laws of this world. You follow them to a T. So why you can't follow the God of Israel laws? Exactly, because you're not righteous. That's why. And you don't want to be. Ezekiel 14:12. Let's pick it up right there, people. Ezekiel 14:12. The word of Ahijah came again unto me, saying, Son of man, when the land sinneth against me by trespassing grievously, then will I stretch out my hand upon it. Talking about Jerusalem, when our ancestors was living in their own land. And it's talking about any land. Any land, any city, any country, any state, any place in this earth that sin against the God of Israel and trespass against them. The God of Israel said he will stretch out his hand upon it and will break the staff of the bread thereof and will send famine upon it and will cut off man and beast from it. So he said he will break the staff of the bread thereof. So this morning, it just came to me. It came to me, and I heard the staff of bread, when the God of Israel say right here, Ezekiel 14:13, that he will break the staff of bread. He will stretch out forth his hand. So everything you see going on with the food and the water and the gas and all of that, this is the God of Israel stretching out his hand upon the earth to destroy not only the earth, because it's wicked and corrupted because you people have corrupted the earth, but the people in it also. Let me read it again. Son of man, Ezekiel the prophet. When the land sinneth against me by trespassing grievously. Then will I stretch out my hand upon it, and will break the staff of bread thereof, and will send famine upon it. Famine, no food upon it, and will cut off man. I'm going to kill man, women, children, boys. It don't matter. I will cut off man and beast from the earth. This is the God of Israel, the real God. He don't play, people. He do not play. This is the real God. When you break and do something against him, he's going to pay you back. He will recompense what you do against his law and covenant and against him. So he said he's going to break the staff of bread. So when you see that breaking of the staff of bread, that's Ukraine and Russia. That's what's going on right now. The staff of bread is being broken through the war with Ukraine and Russia. Ukraine and Russia, they supply wheat, gas, wheat. A lot of wheat and barley and stuff, bread come from that. Well, this is how you make bread with wheat. So the God of Israel said, I'm going to break your staff of bread. So this is what you see right now going on in Ukraine and Russia. Your staff of bread is being broken by the God of Israel. Ahaya is his name. Ahaya is my name. It's being broken. So that's why you got the war going on and all of that. And it's just going to get worse, people. It's just going to get worse because the God of Israel got his hand stretched out upon it to break the staff, to make you people hungry. To make you people hungry and starve. This is how he says he's going to cut off man and beast. He's going to starve the world. He's going to starve man and beast and cut them off in the earth. He's going to break the staff of bread. Ain't no more trucks coming, boats coming across and all of that. I'm going to break it. I'm going to break it. That's the staff of bread. The war that you see have a lot to do with you people eating in this earth right now. It's a lot of goods and produce and stuff, gas and all kind of things come from Russia and Ukraine. You notice how the two, I'm going to call them superpowers of the earth that produce a lot of wheat and a lot of this and a lot of oil and a lot of cooking, a lot of so much things come from Russia and Ukraine. And you notice that these two countries went into war together. Why couldn't it have been another country going into war with Russia? It had to be Ukraine. You know why? Because the God of Israel said, I will break your staff of bread. No more wheat. So that's why your Walmarts ain't got no food and your Aldi's and your Sam Clubs and your Kroger's, they running out of food. Because the staff of bread has been broke with the war with Ukraine and Russia. Yes, people. This is what the God of Israel told me this morning. Ukraine and Russia is the staff of bread that I am breaking. make sure you people don't got no food. Why? Because y'all have sinned against me grievously. Grievously. I don't care if you're hungry. This is what I hear the God of Israel saying. I don't care if you don't eat. Did you care about me? I hear something, people. Hold on. Did you people care about me? Did you care about what I said and my law and what I told you you couldn't do and what I told you couldn't go and what I told you you couldn't have and what I told you you couldn't eat and what I told you to teach your children? Did you people care? No, you didn't care. You didn't care what I said, did you people? You did not care. And right now, I don't care. I don't care. Why? Because you people have hurt me for the last time. For the last time, you people have hurt me in this earth. I will break your power. I will break your staff of bread. I will break your economy. I will break your world. I will break everything that you people have. You don't know me. I am the God of all gods. I'm the God of Israel. Ahayah is my name. Go call your God Jesus or your Buddha or your fake gods. Go call on them. Let them feed you now. Let them feed you and your children. You're going to starve. You will starve, people. Let your gods feed you. Where your gods at? Where Jesus at? Where are your gods that you call and cry to and pray to and worship and run around to? Where are they? Let's see where they are. Let's see where they are, people. Let's see where your gods are. I will cut off. I, the God of Israel, Ahayah. I, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I will cut you people off out of the earth. Who do you people think you are? Who do you wicked, evil people think you are? I'm going to show you exactly who you are and who I am. I am. I am. Oh, God is real. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Your little weak government. You got so much faith in them, don't you, people? You have so much faith in your government powers. You got so much faith and confidence and hope in this world and in their system and in their goods and in their food and in everything. But I will break the staff of your power and of your bread. Thus saith the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. Ahaya is my name. Give me a minute, people. Oh, Father. Oh, thank you, Father. All glory and honor and praise to God is you. Thank God. I never know when he's going to speak, people. I never know when. Only when I feel it, I begin to feel. Next Bible verse, please. I'm going to try to move on if I can. Leviticus 26:26. Stop playing, people. I'm telling y'all. Stop playing. You are not righteous. You're not saved. You're not with God. Stop playing. All your religious fairy tale games are over with now. He said that he's going to break your power and he's going to break your staff of brass. Leviticus 26:26. How can you even fix your mind to go against a God like the God of Israel? He is a consuming fire. He will hurt you people. I'm telling you. He will hurt you people so very bad. And he already is. Excuse me. Let me get some water. Ezekiel 26:26. And when I have broken, let's move up to Leviticus. Under the covenant. Leviticus 26:24. Let's start at verse 23. Let's start at Leviticus 9. Let's start at Leviticus 26:19. And I will break. Look what it says, Leviticus 19. Leviticus 26:19. And I will break the pride of your power. What did he just say to you? He's going to break your power. What is your power, people? Your system. Your government structure. Your education system, your religious systems. I will break your education system. I will break the pride of your power. He just told you that's what he's getting ready to do. Leviticus 26:19. And I will break the pride of your power. And I will make your heaven as iron, Israel, and your earth as brass, and your strength shall be spent in vain. For your land shall not yield her increase, neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruits. And if you walk contrary unto me, he's just telling Israel, when you go against me and my covenant and what I tell you to do, and that's exactly what y'all people have done. Everything that you do in this world has been in vain and will be in vain. Hebrews and Gentiles will be in vain. Everything that you have done, people, has been in vain. Why? Because he's going to break your power. Everything you have confidence in and love and support and, you know, got so much faith and belief and hope in, he's going to break that. That's what he told Israel at ancient times, and that's what he's saying right now in modern times. Look what he said. And your earth, it will be like iron and brass, and your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall not yield increase. They've been all on the news talking about how the farmers ain't, you know, the crops dying and they ain't got no water, this going on, that going on. Your land will not yield her increase. Neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruits. Talking about Israel when they was in their own land. But right now Israel is scattered all over the earth. So he's talking to Israel. Again, you all over the earth. Look what he say. And if you walk contrary unto me and would not hearken or listen to me, I will bring 7 more plagues upon you according to your sins. So all this sickness and disease and stuff they got going on in the earth is because of you people have sinned against the God of Israel. It's because we have sinned against the God of Israel. That's why you see all the plagues and sickness and disease in the earth. And that's why he told me Tuesday night, many will die. Lots of people will die. Because he said the earth is full of sin. And the earth is old now. It's got to go. It's got to go now. It's got to go now. The earth is old, he said. And corrupt and full of sin. It's got to go. It's got to be dealt with now. Look what he said. I'm reading Leviticus 26. Verse 22 now. I will also send wild beasts among you. Yes, people. Which shall rob you of your children. You're going to have a lot of animals just taking kids out, killing. Yes, people. Will rob you of your children and destroy your cattle and make you few in number, and your highways shall be desolate. I will break the staff of your bread. Your highways will be desolate. No more trucks running up and down the highways and all of that stuff. Desolate. Bringing you Jordan gym shoes from China, and bringing you this from China, and bringing you that from China, and bringing you this from your Gucci bags and your Louis Vuitton bags and your church outfits and church. I will break the staff of your power and of your bread. Thus said the God of Israel. Verse 23. And if you will not be reformed, Hebrews, Israel, Gentiles, if you will not be corrected by me, not by your government, not by your elders, not by your pastors, none of your leaders, if you will not be reformed by me, by these things, but will walk contrary unto me. You want to keep on acting like your world is normal? You want to keep on acting like you can do whatever you want to do, Hebrews, Israel, and Gentiles? You want to keep on acting like that? Like you into control and you can do whatever you want when you get ready and how you want to do it? You want to keep on being contrary unto me? Is that what you people want? Is that what you really want, people? You really want to continue to be contrary unto me? I'm asking you a question. Do you want to continue to walk against me and what I said? And what I told you people to do. Verse 24. Verse 23. And if you will not be reformed by me, corrected. He's been trying to correct you people since ancient times, all the way up to now. My God, how sinful we have been up in this earth against the God of Israel. You will not let me reform you. You will not let me correct you. I'm not important. Everything you want to do is important. Every place you want to go is important. I'm not important. What I say don't matter. If I cannot reform you, people, if you will not be reformed by me these things, but will walk contrary unto me, then I will also walk contrary unto you and your children, and will punish you yet seven times for your sins. And I will bring a sword upon you. I will bring death on you people. I, the God of Israel, or higher is my name, I will bring a sword upon you that will avenge the core of my covenant. And when you are gathered together within your cities, listen to me, Pete. The God of Israel is speaking today. Listen to me, his prophet. Listen to me. Stop walking contrary to the God of Israel prophet that he has in this earth to speak to you. Listen to me. Listen to the God of Israel. I will bring a sword upon you. No, people. He will kill you, man. He will hurt you, people. I will bring a sword upon you that shall avenge the call of my covenant. And when you are gathered into in your city, look what he said. When you gather together with your party, your birthday parties and your weddings and your anniversary parties and your group meetings and, you know, your restaurants and your bars and you going out having a good time. When you are gathered together in your city, I will bring a sword upon you. That's why you got so many shootings and killings and bars and restaurants and all kind of stuff on beaches and resorts. I will bring a sword upon you to kill you when you are gathered in your city. And I will send a pestilence among you, and you shall be delivered into the hand of the enemy. Verse 26 of Leviticus 26. And when I have broken the staff of your bread, there go again. I read it in Ezekiel. It's way over here in Leviticus. He told the children of Israel way back there in the wilderness that he was going to break their staff of bread if they go against him and walk against his covenant and what he said. And he was way over there in Ezekiel, told them the same thing. Why? Because they kept on walking contrary to what he said. They kept on sinning and doing things that he told them not to do. Just like you people. He said, if I cannot reform you, I will kill you and I will destroy you and I will hurt you. You dealing with a real God, people. He is a real God. He's alive. He's not a statue like Buddha and Allah and Jesus. He's not a statue and Baal and Jehovah. He's not a statue. He is real. There's no statue for the God of Israel. You cannot make a representation of him. That's why you people don't understand that you all your gods are false. They statues. That's what they are, statues. That man made with their own hands. Y'all people ain't figured that out yet. Why? Because you're too dumb and stupid to figure it out. Yo, Yah and all that ain't nothing but a cast. Statues, representations of gods. He said, I will break the staff of your bread, 26 verse. And when I have broken, look what he said. And when I have broken the staff of your bread, 10 women shall bake your bread in one oven. 10 women. 10 women going to be around one oven trying to eat some bread. Your staff has already been broken with Ukraine and Russia. That's your staff of bread right there, people. Yeah, they the number one, number two source of your bread, your wheat, and whatever else they make over there that you people got to have and need. I will break it. 10 women will be around one oven because they hungry. They hungry. Don't have enough food. He says, 10 women will be around one oven and they should deliver your bread again by weight. By weight. You won't have enough food, people. You won't have enough food. You notice in the supermarkets now, when you go up in the supermarkets or the grocery store, you can only buy one or two items. You can't fill your bucket up with 10 bars of soap or 10 rolls of toilet paper or 10 bags of flour. Why? It's by weight now, because they don't have no food. They want you people to believe that they got food so you don't panic. But any minute, people, the panic button will be hit. Because he said, the God of Israel, Ahiah, I will break. So can't no government stop the God of Israel. Can't nobody stop him. He all power, people. All power. If he said it, then he going to do it. And I know what he just told me. He going to break it. So they try to calm Russia down and all of that. Man, you can't calm that man down. You can't calm him down. Why? Because the God of Israel is in the midst of what's going on right now with Russia and Ukraine. You can't calm him down. Only the God of Israel can calm him down. He's in control right now, not your government. He said they're going to deliver your bread by weight, and you should eat and not be satisfied. Can y'all people hear me? You shall eat and not be satisfied. You got 3 months, people, to prepare. 3 months. That's all he's going to give us. He's going to break, my God, the power and the staff of your wrath. It's the number one country in the world, America. America, America. God set his lights on thee. What proud it is with brotherhood. From sea to shine, really, I will break your power. That's what the God of Israel. Yeah, people. Yes. The number one world superpower. The richest country on the face of the earth. The most powerful country on the face of earth. All the man they have. You won't be satisfied, people. Let's go to our next Bible verse, and then I'm going to read a couple news articles. Let's go to Ezekiel 5:16. Ezekiel 5:16. Yeah, I'm gonna break the power. Oh, I gotta go to work. I gotta go to work. I gotta go to work and make some money to pay my bills. Your power, see. Your jobs and going to work and all that. That's your power. Your money is your power. Y'all listening to me? I'm telling you what I hear right now to say to you. Your money is your power. And the God of Israel said he's going to break that. He's going to break your power. Money is power. That's what he's talking about. He's going to break your power. Yeah, the dollar going to be finished, people. Cashless society, no money, the dollar lost its value. I'm going to break your power. You know, you people love money. Money, money, money. Money. Money, 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 money. Money. Some people got to have it. Oh, yeah. Some people really need it. Do things, good things with it. Bad things, good things with it. Then you made a record about it. The body is, I'm going to break it. I'm going to break it, people. I'm going to break what you people love so very much, your money. You love your money so much that you walk contrary unto me for many, 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 many generations. Now I must walk contrary unto you and break your power and break the staff of your bread. Money and food. That's what this world loves. Money and food. Going to the restaurant, best restaurants, eating. Y'all love to eat. Y'all love to go up in these restaurants, grocery stores, and eat. That's all y'all people do. Eat. Go to work and eat. And go to the grocery store. That's all you people do. He said, I'm going to break Ezekiel 5:16. Ezekiel 5:16, people. The title of this broadcast today, The Last Days, Are You Ready? Prophetic Truth News. It's saying, verse 15, Ezekiel 5:15. So it shall be a reproach and a taunt, an instruction and an astonishment unto the nations that are round about thee. When I shall execute judgment in thee in anger. Yes. And in fury. And in furious rebukes. That's what you see now. Furious rebukes. I, Ahiah, have spoken it. Verse 16 of Ezekiel 5. I, Ahiah, have spoken it. When I shall send upon them the evil arrows of famine. When I shall send upon them the evil. Y'all mean God can be evil? Yes, he can be. And he will be to hurt you people. Because you people are evil. So you make him do evil things to you. He said, I will send evil arrows. I'm reading the Bible now. King James Version. I will send evil arrows. I, the God of Israel, the God of Israel, I, not the government, I will send evil arrows. I'm going to hit my target every time. I'm going to hit my target every single time. I will send evil arrows. Of Fema, So no, people, you will not be getting any food. You can forget that. You can forget about food coming from through your ports, traveling through the sea and coming through the ocean and coming from the trucks. You can forget about that, B. I, the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I will send evil arrows of famine. Evil. You know what that means? When you go in the grocery store, it won't be nothing on the shelves. Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Bare. Yes, people. Yes. This is how lots of people gonna die. He told me Tuesday, many would die. Lots. Yes. Evil arrows of Fairmont, I'm gonna send. It's gonna be something, people, that you never ever seen in history concerning food. Something you never ever seen in history, people. As this world have existed, it's gonna be something that you never ever dream could happen to you with food. My God, what have you people done? What have you people done? What have we done? We all in this together. We all done did our wrong, our sins, against the God of Israel, all kind of stuff we done done. What have we done, people? What have we done? Forget about what your government talking about. Because they can't do nothing. They can't do nothing. What they doing right now, they just want to sugarcoat everything to make you think that everything is okay, see. Keeping you busy, still going to work and school and college and thinking about your education, putting your kids in school. What? What? School. School? He said, verse 16 of Ezekiel 5, I will increase, look what he said. I will say, verse 16, I will say evil arrows of Fairmont, which shall be for their destruction. See, it's going to be for your death, to starve you and your children to death, and your husband, and your man, and whoever. Your mama, your whoever, it's going to be for your destruction, people. Yes. Ain't it amazing that none of your leaders is talking about the famine at your Christian church? Isn't it amazing how T.D. Jakes and Jomar Byrne and all the rest of them getting on top of the stage still talking about God is going to make a way and God going to bless? No. No. All your gods will have judgment upon them from the God of Israel. He said, for your destruction, he said, and which I will send. See, your leaders don't want to read scriptures like this. And not even your elder recovery, your CC now. And which I will send to destroy you. Yes? And I will send to destroy you and I will increase the famine. Y'all hear me, people? Listen to me. I will increase the famine upon you and will break your staff of bread. Increase, meaning that it's going to get so much worse. You will not be getting any food, people. They're about to run out of the little stock that they have. They're about to run out, people. They are about to run out. Yes. And look what it says. And I will increase the famine upon you. Increase, not decrease. So don't believe that stuff the government telling you and your leaders. Oh, it's all worked out. And, you know, God going to make a way. And he going to help us. And God going to show us what to, yeah. And the government talking about, yeah, we're going to figure it out. We're going to send another stimulus. Your stimulus check won't be able to help you. Your gas rebate. And stimulus rebates or whatever rebates y'all people are talking about will not be able to stop the God of all gods, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, or higher, will not. You can put all kind of rebates, dictates, whatever you want to put together. I will increase your famine for your destruction. And I will break your staff of bread. So what you see going on over there with Ukraine and Russia, it's only going to get worse for people. Because he told me this morning that that's the staff of bread. That's the main source of bread, Ukraine and Russia. There's a lot of produce and food and stuff come through there. Gas and all that. So no, they can't fix this. The G7 and the summits and all the stuff they come around the table. No. Look what he said in Ezekiel 5:17. So will I sit upon you, Fema and evil beasts, and they shall bereave thee. They're going to kill you. The Fema are going to kill you, and the beast going to kill you, and the pestilence. And blood shall pass through thee, and I will bring the sword upon thee. I, Ahiah, have spoken it. So with that, people, let me just read a couple of news articles right now. Breaking news, it says. Breaking news. Did he not just say he's going to send the pestilence? When you are gathered in your city, trying to have a party, trying to have fun, trying to do this, trying to have a good time, contact tracing underway. This is the Metro News. After rare case of monkeypox identified in the UK, so it done went from COVID-19 to monkeypox. M-O-N-K-E-Y-P-O-X. Monkeypox. I will bring pestilence 7 times more for your sins. Monkeypox. So they started to try to figure out where it come from and who got it and all of that now. Another disease. It said the health officials are working to identify people with the infected individual they have come into contact. A rare case of the infection has identified in a patient in England. Health chief confirmed. They are now receiving care at the infectious disease control. Monkeypox is a spread disease to smallpox. Y'all remember smallpox? All the Indians died. They call it Indians, but the is real. The onslaught over in the yes. Smallpox. Now this is monkeypox. It is similar, they say. But has a lower death rate. Next news article. You all see what I'm telling y'all. God is what it says. Yes. Let me give you another news article. When you are gathered in your city, then you people just, I ain't gonna even go back through it. You heard what the God of Israel told you. Another news article, a huge explosion at a luxury hotel in Cuba leaves 22 dead and dozens in the hospital. They said this hotel is the kind of luxury hotel that Beyonce and Jay-Z and Lil Wayne and Soulja Boy and Nicki Minaj, all of them, they go to this hotel in Cuba. It's a luxury hotel in Cuba that's for celebrities and rich people. It was a huge explosion that killed 22 people. It was a gas leak, they say. I will bring evil arrows upon you. 22 people are dead today. Beyonce, no, they won't be partying up in there for Mother's Day. Jay-Z and all of them. Yeah. So y'all people just don't want to quit. You just don't want to quit, people. How you blow that hotel up, bro. He don't play, I'm telling y'all. The God of Israel is furious right now. I just read it to you in the Bible that he's furious. Don't blame it on the devil now. Look at this. Here go another news article. Three people now, after mystery health emergency at a luxury Bahamas resort. So you got two news articles today in the news about luxury resorts. 22 people died at one. And then three people was found dead at another one in the Bahamas. 22 in Cuba died dead. And three was found dead at a luxury hotel in Bahamas resort. So people, what is the God of Israel trying to say to us today? What is, I will break the pride of your power. Y'all love going to resorts. Y'all love going to vacations. Y'all love going to hotels, having parties and all of that. Going on your vacations and your trips and all of that. Yeah. Pay attention, people. Pay attention. Pay attention. Let me go back to my Bible verses. Ain't no more time for fun. Ain't no more time for parties. Ain't no more time for clubbing and drinking and all of that. It's no more. As you can see, look at what's in the news today. Two hotels. One in Cuba, luxury. You know the one in Cuba, Beyonce and Jay-Z, you know, they spent about, oh my God, probably to stay in that hotel, they probably spent $20,000 a night. More than that, probably. Maybe 50. The hotel looked like crumbles to me. This Bible verse. The people over there in the Bahamas, three dead, they just said they were complaining about they wasn't feeling good. They wasn't feeling good. And they went to the doctor or the nurse that they had on the site at the hotel, at the resort in the Bahamas, and they told them they weren't feeling good, and they gave some kind of medicine or something, and they went back to their room, and they found them the next day, I believe it was. They said when they found them, they could tell that they had been having convulsions, the way that they found them. And then they airlifted one woman. She in the hospital right now. So it was four of them on a vacation at the resort in Bahamas. Four people. I will send the pastor. I will send the pastor. I will send the evil arrows of death and destruction. Isaiah 3 and 1. Isaiah 3 verse 1. And I think people after this one, I'm just going to leave because I just want to come on a little bit today. Just a little bit and talk to you a little bit. I don't want to stay long today. I believe I have said and did what the God of Israel wanted me to say and do today. Isaiah 3, verse 1. For behold, a higher host do it take away from Jerusalem and from Judah the stay and the staff, the whole stay of bread and the whole stay of water. Y'all hear me? The whole stay of bread. I'm reading Isaiah 3 verse 1. Ahiah do take away from Jerusalem. When they was in their own land, they scattered now all over the earth. Judah. The stay and the staff. From Judah, the stay and the staff, the whole stay of bread. The whole stay of bread, see. The whole stay of bread will be taken away, people. It was took away from Judah back in ancient times, and it's going to be taken away again in modern times. Not only from Judah, but the whole world. The whole stay of bread and the whole stay of water. So wherever you get your food from, wherever you're getting your food from, people, the God of Israel said, he's going to take all of it away. There won't be no food in this earth for you to eat unless you take the mark of the beast. Yeah. See what it is, people? You people have not been reading the Bible. Mm-mm. You have not been reading the Bible to understand what the Bible is saying and what it's talking about. But the people, the government and the people that rule this earth in charge, they know what's in the Bible. They don't read it. They know what they know. They know that they don't want translated what we have right now. So, yes, they know exactly what is there. It's just you people don't know what is there. Because you don't read the Bible. You read Bible verses. That's what you read. Bible verses. So listen to me. So the God of Israel is going to take the whole state of bread and the whole state of water. Y'all love bottled water, don't you? Y'all love bottled water. That plastic. Plastic water. Y'all love it. But it's going to be gone, people. The whole still water, everything. Yeah, the people that, I told you, the government, yeah, they know what's in the Bible. Yeah, they know the people in charge, the masters, I call them. Yes. And that's why they've been growing their own food. They got all kind of tunnels and all kind of stuff where they got underground, where they grow their own food. They got their own water. A lot of food, people. A lot of water. Smart cities full of food and water. Yeah. Smart cities, they call them. Technology, digital city, full of food and water. And the only way you're going to get that food and water that they made in a lab or created is that you're going to have to take the mark of the beast. You already been marked, I told you. They already got about 90, not exactly 90% marked. They almost there, but not yet. They trying to get there. Okay, people? Once they mark the 90% the way that they want to mark and the way that the Bible said it's only going to be a remnant, 10%. So you already been marked. You already have been marked. The mark of identity. You already have it. The next thing they're going to come with is the mark of the beast, meaning that you going to accept whatever the beast want you to do. You going to accept it, people. Why? Because you ain't going to have no food. You're going to have no water to drink. You're going to run out of the canned goods. You're going to run out of the 30, 40, 50 bottles of water, stacks of water you got saved. You got to run out of that. So, yes, people. So, with that, it says here. It says here. I'm going to break the whole stay of bread and the whole stay of water. I want to precept that. I want to precept that, people. Give me 1 minute. Let me precept that. And I'm getting ready to leave. Let me precept that. Mm-hmm. That is Isaiah chapter 3, verse 1. God judges Judah and Jerusalem. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. It's one in Psalms 105, verse 16. For the God of Israel said he will cause a fair mile upon the land. Okay. Just going to precept. Give me a minute. Okay, let's read Ezekiel 4:16-17. A precept to Isaiah 3, verse 1. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, behold, I will break the staff of bread in Jerusalem, and they shall eat bread by weight and with care, and they shall drink water by measure. And with astonishment, that they may want bread and water, and be astonished one with another, and consume away for their iniquity. So this is why you're not going to have no bread, and you're not going to have no water, because of your iniquity. Sin. That's one precept. Okay. Yes, people. So what I was sent here today to do is to I'm here today to talk to you, to help you to understand what is about to happen, people. I guess I'll talk to you people later. I want to end it right now. I don't have nothing else that I need to say or feel that I need to say. So I'll talk to y'all later. Talk to you later.